Hey everybody, you're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF here on this Friday Eve morning. That's right, it is Thursday. Currently 62 degrees outside. I hope everybody is having a good day. The fog is still out there. A little bit of fog, not as much as it was earlier this morning when it looked like pea soup out there. It was pretty thick earlier this morning. And we have in studio from Coffeeville's Reawakening, we have a trio of lovely ladies in studio. We have Denise York, Janie Gillis, and Peggy Still. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good morning. Great
morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, guys, we have our usual meeting here every week at around 8:30. And the first thing we want to bring up first, we'll go over to Denise and Janie, just kind of bringing up a couple of things here. And I'm going to kick it off with the Midland Movie Night.
Well, yeah, we want to remind everybody that that's going to be coming up soon. With everything opening up, we'll be planning some dates, and hopefully we'll have the June movie soon. And then we'll have the May one to replace sometime later in the summer. So we should have a total of six movies coming up. So be prepared for that. Also want you to know that you only have 4 days left on the Captivate or Ville Inspired Design Contest. So if you've been landscaping, curb appeal, doing anything to your home, get a before and after picture to us. And those prizes will be awarded within the next week. And then that leads into a program that we've got going on. We're going to start next Monday, and it's an I Love Coffeeville portal. Basically, this came about the first time that I was on the air. I was rattling off, you know, go to Facebook,
right.
Go to our you know, website, go to CACF's website and everything. And we confused some readers and or some listeners, and they suggested that we have a portal, you know, one-stop shop that citizens, if they're listening, can go to. So we have partnered with the City of Coffeeville, the Chamber of Commerce, Coffeeville's Reawakening, Coffeeville Together,
Community Foundation,
CACF, all on one page. Oh, visit Coffeeville also, the tourism site. So all you have to remember is ilovecoffeeville.com. Go there, and then you can click on any of these. It takes you straight out to the website of any of these organizations. Coffeeville's Reawakening, you'll see events, contests that we have going, all the contact information that you need, Facebook to get from there. So, and then in conjunction with that, Jenny, do you want to talk about the volunteer, the summer project that we have going with the, oh, I'll go ahead. Okay, so we have asked citizens around town to come in and do a spot on KGF for I Love Coffeeville. We want to know why they love Coffeeville, to inspire others to volunteer in the community. That should start Monday along with the portal. So that's what we have going on.
It's great. Wow, Denise, you go, girl.
And then, so Janie's here to talk about Coffeeville Together.
Right.
And so, all the good things going on there.
Yes. So we want to give an update on Coffeeville Together.
If you can pull the mic a little closer to you there.
Okay. Better?
Yes, that's a lot better. Okay. Thank you.
Briefly, the Coffeeville Together program is a community relief program, and it is it was initiated by the Community Foundation for the sole purpose of supporting our community during the time of the pandemic. So the program is twofold. It's a buy one, give one program. And when people visit coffeevilletogether.org to purchase a gift card from one of our local, their favorite local business, then the give one part of that is a match, dollar for dollar match to people in our community who have basic needs. And the Community Foundation is doing the match part of that through our local nonprofit organizations. So we're happy to report. We're just amazed and appreciate everyone so much going to the site and purchasing gift cards to support our local businesses during this time, especially when they weren't open. But it does continue. So we've sold 525 cards, and that amount has grown to $23,230.
Wow.
And so the match in that would be the $23,230. So the total impact to this date is $46,460. So we're so pleased. And the businesses, we take checks for those gift card purchases to the businesses each week. And they each one is so appreciative of the support of the community. So if you haven't had an opportunity to visit CoffeevilleTogether.org yet, please do, and purchase some gift cards to support our local businesses, and then in turn we'll help those in our community who have some basic needs.
That's amazing. So raised $23,230, but again, that's going to be matched to $46,460. Do you guys have a specific goal you're going after, or?
We'd initially set 25.
Wow, so you're just way overshot, or you're close to
quite
it.
Not quite.
Close to
there
it. Close
yet,
to it, though, but still.
We're really pleased, and part of that will depend on when everything starts opening back up. So.
And how long will this program be going for? Or is it just kind of like indefinitely, or is there a cutoff date for it, or?
There's not so far. It was specifically designed during this time when people really couldn't get into support businesses. So we'll evaluate that and see what we can do. The match has been, you know, determined to be $25,000, so we can revisit that. But the Community Foundation will have that platform. So, you know, if we close that out at this time and wish to reopen it in the fall or another time there might be a need, we can do that. So
just need another quick math here. Just need another $1,770 to get that $25,000,
right,
and get the match up to $50,000. So I think that's the right math. I was just doing that in my head real quick. It's doing a great job there with Coffeeville Together. The people in Coffeeville are doing a great job.
Absolutely.
Doing that as well, supporting our small businesses, especially in times that are just unprecedented like this, where you just, obviously, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know if anybody's seen anything like this. It's been a very weird time, but it sounds like the people of Coffeeville are definitely stepping up.
Right.
And we want to bring Peggy Steele on. And Peggy, we talked to you a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you can, hold on. I forgot to turn your mic on.
Oh,
so,
well.
There you
see,
go.
See, it was you. It wasn't me.
that time I forgot to turn the mic off. Mic back on. But we talked a few weeks about the community garden, also the community orchard that's also being worked on as well. Do you just want to kind of give an update on the community garden? And
you
also
bet.
Another thing that's going on, a garden party.
Oh, you're going to talk about the party too.
Party!
Okay.
Party
now
time.
You have to be there if you talk about it. Just to give you an upfront on the garden party, it's at 2:00 on Saturday, and details to follow soon in about 15 seconds. But hey, I walked down 9th Street today, and we walked up and down 9th Street, and we looked at it with new eyes, both the garden, the community garden, and the park. And boy, is it exciting. We want people to know that we are ready to go. In fact, we have purchased plants. We're ready to plant tomatoes. We've got tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, all lined up. Anybody who wants to come out can participate with us, and we will give them plants as well as assign them a plot. And we have 6 plots left. So the way to get a plot is to come to the 1205 address at 2:00 on Saturday and be part of our garden party. And at that time, the first come, first serve, we'll assign you a plot, and we'll talk to you about what you need as far as tools, timing, what's involved, and there's a $10 gift certificate to Farm and Feed, or Feed and Farm, that wonderful store right across the street, and they have great plants. They still have tomato plants, cucumber plants, pepper plants, all those things. So we want everybody to come out. It's a great family activity, small groups, and in fact, I heard a rumor that Denise is going to head the Coffeeville's Reawakening team, and we're going to have a plot this year. Is that
very
right,
cool.
Denise?
She's shrugging her shoulders.
She's shrugging her shoulders and nodding her head and laughing. So anyway, we're going to have a great time. We're really looking forward to it. Last year, we had a waiting list. And I think I went over this a couple weeks ago. We had so much rain that because we didn't have drainage, people got discouraged because some of the plots were flooded. And so my husband, Ron Olson, who is really the king of the garden, enlisted the help of some people, and they put in French drains, and you're it's really important to know that this year, with all the rain, we have no water problems. And thanks to the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, we have an automatic watering system that's going in. So people don't have to drag a hose around. So it's, and we have a shed with tools. So we've got it all.
There we go.
And a $10 gift certificate to Farm and Seed and Farm and Feed.
And not to mention
that great store across the street.
And not to mention, it's going to be 80 degrees on Saturday, sunny skies.
Perfect.
It's going to be a perfect day to get out there and do that. And again, that's going to be this Saturday at 2, correct?
Yep.
Also, the thing I wanted to ask you, and I just did this last time, but I just kind of want to expand on it a little bit. I know we got the community garden, the community orchard. Are you guys looking at other areas around, maybe like empty areas where maybe you can expand on the garden or expand on the orchards?
Well, we think every vacant lot is a potential community garden. We are using this one as a model. We're really understanding what we have to do, what we have to invest in it to make it workable. And we would love to see every neighborhood have at least one community garden. So absolutely. And we're expanding our whole neighborhood project this summer. In fact, we have a proposal in. It has not been awarded to us yet, to an organization, to put into place 5 porches on existing homes that need a little work in the front, and we want to promote porchology. Do you know what that is?
The study of porches, I'm guessing.
Well, it's the study of porches. And you know the best way to study a porch?
Is to look at it, I guess.
Well, the best way to study it is look at it and then get a rocking chair or a swing and sit on it and watch what's going on in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Oh, man. And if you come by our house on 9th Street, you will see we actually are very good at porchology. And we want to see that spread throughout Coffeyville, because all of these bungalows with these wonderful porches were built for people to be in the neighborhood. And you know, when you think about gathering places, like Tulsa's put all this time and money into gathering places, and it's great, and we do that too. But porches were the original neighborhood gathering places. And community gardens are right there.
Right. Everybody just kind of gather around and hung out, you know, and talked.
That's right. And eat vegetables. Pick potatoes. Dig potatoes. That's what you have to do. You dig potatoes. You don't pick potatoes. Do you pick tomatoes? Yeah,
yes,
you pick tomatoes and dig potatoes.
Yes,
see?
Exactly.
We're Kansas girls, we know that. So anyway, we have a lot of exciting things going on, not only on 9th Street with the community garden and the orchard that we're working on, but we have plans to expand to the other neighborhoods. So everybody, we want you to get involved. 2 o'clock Saturday, we're going to have food, we're going to have fun, and we're going to have sign-up sheets for those plots.
And if anybody has maybe some extra questions about that happening this Saturday or the community garden in general, how can they contact you?
They can contact us at 2 o'clock on Saturday, or they can get a hold of us through Coffeyville's Reawakening. In the future, you'll be able to do that through the Coffeyville's Reawakening website, or be able to go to I Love Coffeyville.
There we go. But that portal kind of bringing all those together. That way it's much easier to find, and you'll have all that up. And that website will be up, again, you said, starting Monday.
Okay,
so it's still under construction. So if you go, I think if you try to go to it right now, it'll say under construction or something to that effect. So
it'll say under construction, but I still love Coffeyville.
Exactly.
You know, in fact, I have a real short story. When I was in Phoenix over the winter for a couple months, I was telling people about all the things that were going on in Coffeyville. Now, this is Phoenix. This is like the 6th largest city in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So people were, you know, talking about what's happening with the virus and what they could do. And I kept telling them about what Coffeyville's doing. They went, oh, that's a good idea. And they would write it down and then tell them about what the community foundation's doing. That's a good idea. Write it down. I mean, we have so much going for us, even in the downtimes here in Coffeyville. It is such a privilege to be part of this.
Absolutely. And I'm glad I moved here. I moved here back in September. And I'm glad I moved here, and I love the town. So it's good to see things like this, like the community garden, the garden party, which should be a lot of fun. So, again, there's still a few things going on. We'll find out also after today, you know, what the restrictions are for Montgomery County, because, of course, the governor she changed it from law to suggestion, the Ad Astra plan, and we'll figure out after today's county commission meeting about how we can do gatherings again, which would be a great thing. So,
and I want you to know we are being very responsible, because those plots are at least 10 feet apart. So we will not have anybody mixing at an inappropriate level, and we will have masks available. So we are going to abide by all of the rules.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a great thing. Again, that's this Saturday at the Community Garden at 2 p.m. Going to be great weather this weekend, all this weekend. Again, highs in the 80s, around 80. Sunny skies, cannot beat that. The rain finally going away for us for a little bit. And so I want to thank Denise, Peggy, and Janie. Thank you for coming in today, talking about all the great things you guys are doing for the city of Coffeyville.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'll turn off my mic this time, but when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.